This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour is Monday, the 5th of August. Happy birthday, or happy day. Happy days are here again. Because we're starting another week for many of you. Some of you have been around for a while, listening to the happenings, to the comings and goings about what the day is about, what the world is about. A lot of people are talking, as I guess is appropriate. It's like the Monday murder. I think I started this months ago, calling the Monday morning murder report, because that's basically what it is. It seems on the weekend we are exposed to all kinds of murder and mayhem. I don't really like starting an hour off this way, but Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and I discussing it, I think it's the most appropriate way for us to deal with it. And I think it was one of you said, let's get it over with. So, yeah. Jennifer, what's the latest?
Well, two big shootings over the weekend. One, the first, was in El Paso on Saturday morning at a Walmart store. Federal authorities are treating the mass shooting in El Paso as a case of domestic terrorism, according to the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Texas. The Justice Department is also seriously considering bringing federal hate crime and federal firearm charges, which carry a possible death penalty against the person who perpetrated this. It meets all the statutory definitions for domestic terrorism, according to all of the people involved, both on the federal and the state level. So what happened is, on Saturday at an El Paso Walmart, 20 people were left dead, 26 injured, by a person who walked into the parking lot of Walmart, stormed the store and started shooting in there. It took 6 minutes for police to respond, which in that area of Texas is really good. But if you can imagine, 6 minutes of all of that must have been unbelievably long for the people who were involved. The suspect.
Why do you say, if I may ask, why you say that in that area of Texas it's quickly?
Well, to get people, I mean, to get, because it's such a, I mean, everything is so far apart in Texas, to get
not
everybody,
in El Paso.
Well, right. To get federal response and to get all of that responding in 6 minutes is not
There's an army base there. Did this guy have any connection? There's an army base, Fort Bliss is right there.
Right, but the army base
responds. They don't respond. Yeah, they're not. They don't respond to this kind of stuff.
Maybe they should.
Don't.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe,
all right, keep going.
But they
excuse
don't.
Me. Yeah, go ahead.
In any case, the 6 minute response time was touted by everyone there, the being a short amount of time to get that coordinated response. Unfortunately, as I said, for the people, that feels like a very long time. What we do know now is that the suspect has been identified. He was captured by police officers, and he was charged on Sunday with capital murder. He's being held on no bond, and he has been cooperating with investigators, which seems pretty consistent with the manifesto that he left behind. He wanted people to know. He made this as a political statement, which is why it's so easy to imagine that you could charge this person with a hate crime. He felt that there was an invasion of aliens. He said his future was gone, and so he decided that this was what his next appropriate step was. Authorities are now investigating this document that he posted before he did it. He even talked about why he chose the gun he did and how he prepared for this attack. They haven't publicly identified him yet, but it is being reported that he's a 21-year-old, and his name is Patrick Crucius of Allen, Texas. He was arrested in that Walmart parking lot by law enforcement. He was in a vehicle in the parking lot when law enforcement responded. He then got out of his vehicle, unarmed, walked to the law enforcement vehicles, and just turned himself in. He didn't even put up a fight. His grandparents released a statement that was read by reporters by a family spokesperson who didn't want to be named. So he's in jail. Sadly, 46 families are impacted by all of this. His manifesto was 2,300 words. In it, he talked about a dark vision of America. He said it was overrun by Hispanic immigrants, that he had no room for everything he's been working hard for his whole life. He said that the influential Hispanic population in Texas would make the state a Democratic stronghold. Then he went on to say that the Republican Party is also terrible because the GOP is pro-corporation, which leads to more immigration. So that was the first shooting. Then less than 24 hours later, another shooting Saturday evening in Dayton, Ohio. 9 people are dead after a shooting in the Oregon district of Dayton, Ohio. According to police, 27 people were injured. The Dayton Police Department said the suspect in the shooting is also dead. And it comes just hours after these 20 people died in El Paso, Texas. What you know about Dayton so far is that after these 9 people were identified as being dead. Connor Betts, 24 years old, fired dozens of shots into what they call the Oregon District in Dayton, which is like a nightclub area. People go out and walk from bar to bar. He used a .223 caliber high-capacity rifle with a 100-round drum magazine. He wore a mask, a bulletproof vest, and hearing protection. He was killed by police within 30 seconds of opening fire. The weapon used in the shooting was ordered online from Texas. It was transferred to the suspect by a local firearms dealer near Dayton. Motive is not yet known, but what we do know is that his sister was involved. It was one of the dead in this shooting. Megan K. Betts was 22. She died along with 8 other victims who have now all been named. So, you know, if we talk, there's so many things in this to try to figure out. The gun issue, of course, is one. Mental illness, which is what I always go to, is another, because people are doing this and they all have the same look in their eye. They all look the same. They're all early 20s. Yep. They're all white males. And there's obviously some sort of pattern here. There's it's exhausting because what can you do to figure that out? This guy, I guess, was making threats in high school. People knew about it. No one really flagged him down. The fact that he's able to get a gun when he's making terrorist threats online is frustrating, to say the least. And, you know, I think it's cheap. The first thing I said when we sat down and said, let's do this, is Doug said, well, people are blaming Trump for this. Well, this guy was a huge Elizabeth Warren supporter. Are we going to go out and blame her? I don't know. I mean, there's just so many different elements of this to talk about.
I'm glad they're finally calling it, at least one of them, domestic terrorism, because you're right when you say they all look the same. They all have the same look in their eye. They all seem to be, you know, saying the same things in their manifestos, which who even writes a manifesto?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Unless you're like, psycho.
But I do think it's beyond mental health at this point. You know, we have no problem looking at ISIS or these different terrorism groups and looking at the young men that are part of them and saying, yeah, they've been indoctrinated by something. They've read something online. Or they've watched videos, and for some reason, because they haven't been able to achieve the things that they want in their own life, they start blaming these other people and they join these groups to start killing people. And I feel like it's the same thing, whether it's, you know, violent video games or whether it's these different websites or Reddit or different places they're going online, they're obviously reading something and thinking, oh, well, there are immigrants here, that's why I haven't achieved what I want. And so they're going out and thinking the solution is to kill people. And I do think that it's something about young men. I don't know if they're just easily influenced or what, but it's something about them that
you already said what it is, and I firmly believe that all of these guys have grown up playing violent video games for hours upon hours a day. Kids do not play team sports as much anymore. They don't go outside. They sit in the basement and they play video games, and they're all violent video games. There was a woman on the news last night who said that it terrifies her because she has a 10-year-old son who plays these violent video games, not in her house, but like with his friends. And she just recently found out, and he said he wanted a gun, so she got him like one of those like Nerf squeezy kind of guns with the water. And he said, no, Mom, it doesn't look enough like a real gun. And she said it just gave her chills, because that's where they're seeing this stuff. It's all in these video games. We know there are studies. Yeah, and there are studies that have shown it alters the brain. That's a fact at this point. So if you've got a kid or a grandson, and he's playing these violent video games, you got to take a look at yourself too as a parent.
The family's falling apart too. These guys, none of them have dads. None of them.
It's time for us to really take a serious look at responsibility here in terms of any number of things. There is no explanation needed, as far as I'm concerned. There's no justification for this. the understanding. So we got to understand how they're growing up. You can say no father or the video games or all that stuff. That's the job of a parent. Families are aflame. There is very little sparkle in the lives of these people. This kid in Dayton wrote, he had lists of people that he wanted to kill.
Was his sister on the list? Was she a target? Is that why she was one of the victims?
I don't know if she was on the initial. I don't know if, because he had a list in high school.
He had a rape list.
He wanted to rape, kill, and skin these people. And this is what I don't get. And I'm not trying to blame anybody, because I think it's really, I don't want to cheapen it. There are people who are suffering today, and we should let them suffer and grieve. But as a nation, when we try to figure out how we fix this kind of stuff, if someone's posting this publicly on social media, how it doesn't get flagged, or how we somehow cannot capture these people and put them away for making those types of threats, it boggles my mind. If they're willing to say they want to rape and skin a person online, that is not online bullying. That is a threat. That's a threat. I don't care if they put it on social media. That's, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. And
people don't say, I want to rape and skin somebody. Nobody in their right mind says that. So that's what kills me about mental illness, is that we have no next step. There's no in between. And it makes me so, because I really believe mental illness is at the core of many of the bad things.
What can we do about it? What can you
we can insist that we have mental institutions.
And because how do we go about doing that? With whom?
With our congresspeople. We need to say now is the time, because
congresspeople are too busy blaming the Republicans.
Well, it also is really scary,
blaming Democrats. Democrats are blaming Republicans for anything and everything.
It's also scary to me, because at what point, and I understand, I do think that there is something wrong with anyone who thinks that killing someone is the solution to their problems. But it does scare me, because do we say all of these people are schizophrenic and should go somewhere, or?
No,
but I think schizophrenia is on the rise, though, Kara. That is something that needs to be talked about.
It does scare me. Because, I'm on antidepressants. I'm depressed. Does that suddenly, do I have to go to a mental hospital? But how
you're not making terrorist threats towards people.
I know. It's just becomes scary. How do you qualify who goes where?
When they start making threats, when they're living on the street. I mean, here's the thing. For me in Los Angeles, do you know how many people are living and dying on the streets, being untreated by the government, by law enforcement, because there's no rule on the books that helps them put these people anywhere? And they're making the choice to live there. This is not a housing problem. This is a drug addiction and mental illness problem. And so we need to figure out a next step. We need to come together as a nation and figure out how we respectfully treat these people, and so that they don't turn into the insane asylums of old that were shut down. I'm not suggesting that, but there has to be a course of action to get people healthy and functional members of society, because it's not working. It's not working right now.
Well, there are a lot of reasons for people being angry and upset, and it just comes back around the violent video games, the lone offenders, and how do we categorize them? It's food for thought as we start. Not much occasion, at least so far, to have a good laugh. Let me give you something else to think about a little bit, though. If you haven't had a good night's rest all weekend long, and you haven't been comfortable, maybe the news has made you upset, so you're tossing and turning around. You have woken up this morning and you don't feel as good as you did when you went to bed, or maybe you didn't feel as good as you did yesterday or a couple of days ago. You need a great night's sleep. So my plan is I completely revamped my bedroom. Mattresses, mattress toppers, sheets, pillows, pillowcases, all of it. It's all from MyPillow, every bit of it. And there are all kinds of deals all the time, half price deals using the DJB code. Whatever it is that you need, go to MyPillow.com. Maybe you don't even know what you need. Go look it over. Review it. Use the promo code DJV. That's DJV now at MyPillow.com. Let's get to work and make your bedtime experience a great one. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Thank you. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And I bet you didn't know, underneath that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place or feel it, this brokenness inside me might start healing.
Didn't sound like I don't remember Tanya Tucker sounding like.
I bet this is a little older. Yeah,
she does. Sounds worn for.
I used to love Tanya Tucker's voice. This is a little rougher, but
yeah.
How old is she? Do we know? Won't take nothing but a memory. Probably gonna be 70. Let me see.
Is she that old?
Wow.
Tanya Tucker said, "I ain't going to be caught loitering around that song."
Well, she's only 60.
Is she really?
Yeah. But
Brandy.
Sorry, Tanya, for the overstatement.
She must be
one of my
living
faves.
A tough day and tough life taking. She just sounds like she's worn out.
I think it kind of lends to the emotion of the song.
I think it's
a little
perfect
bit.
Yeah. The song, yeah. I actually like it with this song. This is a Miranda Lambert song, but
yeah. But Brandy Carlile suggested she re-record "The House That Built Me." That's a new album coming out. While I'm Living from Tanya Tucker, there's nothing I can bring to the table, part of the lyric line here. But Brandy Carlile proved too persuasive. Tucker found herself in the studio recording this song, which was first recorded in 2010. Quote, "I was shaking my head, but she talked me into it," Tucker says. And Brandy was with me the whole time in the vocal booth going, "Try it like this." I followed her. It was 43 takes on the first line of the song, but now I listen to it and it gives me the chills. In the end, critics say Tucker's "The House That Built Me" stands as one of the high points of "While I'm Living." Wow. What does the rest of it sound like?
Oh, I think she's okay. Perfect on this song. And someone pointed out when I was first reading about this that, she, as we said, she's 60, and Miranda was 27 when she recorded this song. This is a song about, like, a hard life. And I think her voice just
maybe
really
that does lend
works better than a 27-year-old talking about all the kids are grown now. It's like, well, how old were you? You know, it just, I think this is a little more authentic.
Did people, it's very interesting you say that. I was thinking about that the whole business about songs being authentic. Back when I was a kid, nobody paid any attention to it. They just wanted to listen to the doo-wop, or they wanted to listen to the boop-boppity-boop. They didn't even pay attention much to the words.
Yeah.
It was more the music itself. And so now, maybe today, because of things like we've been talking about, the world has changed so much.
I think people are much, much more invested in artists, and there's so much more information available that, people definitely listen. I mean, with Taylor Swift fans, people are always listening to the lyrics for every single possible metaphor or story that she could be telling. So.
Yeah. All right, well, there's that. A lot of food for thought there. Let's move on to some music from Florida Georgia Line. The FGL Fest be held September 7th next month at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in Indiana. The lineup is really stacked pretty high now. Newly announced performers, Blanco Brown, Kanan Smith, Peyton Smith. And let's see, who's already on the bill of fare? Dan and Shay, Nelly, and Mitchell Tenpenny. The event leads up to the Big Machine 400 at the Brickyard Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race. Happens the following day, the 8th of September. Tickets and information, go to Ticketmaster. This year's FGL Fest marks the second year that this country duo have planned the event. Last year's inaugural fest canceled because of the bad weather in the area. Long before Tyler Hubbard and Brian Kelly were creating festivals of their own, they were working them. In a backstage conversation at the CMA Fest, they recall their early days as aspiring artists. So there's all kinds of stuff going into making up this event. I hope they do well with it. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After two mass shootings within hours of each other on Saturday, President Trump's ordered flags be lowered to half staff, and he'll address the nation about the shootings at 10 o'clock Eastern Time today. Trump said yesterday the nation shares in the pain and suffering of those affected, and he condemned the hateful and cowardly acts in El Paso, where a gunman killed 20 and is now in custody, and in Dayton, Ohio, where a gunman killed 9 before he was killed by police. The Dayton police chief says,
any suggestion at this time of motive would be irresponsible. We do not have sufficient information to answer the question that everyone wants to know. Why?
The 21-year-old suspect in the El Paso shootings is believed a white supremacist.
They're calling it an act of domestic terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour, Monday, August 5th, it's 2019. Most people, I think, at least are aware of that. Maybe you know it's Monday. First Monday of the month of August, a hot and steamy weekend around the country in many places. I don't think there was a whole lot of rain. At least there wasn't, from my recollection, reconnoitering what I saw on my own Facebook page. Saw a lot of attention paid to the weather in certain parts of the country. But the best thing is the picture of the cows. You want to see the cows, you can go to either EastleyFarm.com or to Doug Steffen, the Facebook.com/EastleyFarm. Or
did Facebook. You like that com. Picture of the cows with the flowers around their head?
I did.
One of my friends who farms up in, I think she's in Maine, posted that picture, and I said, Doug would love this, so I reposted it.
Very sweet. Very sweet face. The Jerseys are the sweetest cows, and that's a really nice. It's just nice. Sunflowers also do it for me, Kara. There's something about sunflowers, so warming.
You know, those are my favorite flowers, too.
They are happy. Yeah. Yep. So happy cows and happy flowers.
I like my flowers a little angrier, but you know.
Oh, do you really? Yeah. Yeah. Good for you. All right. So we got Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, Kara Schill, and Doug Steffen on the air on the DJV program with what's trending on Mr. Epstein's part. Before I want to spend a little more time on some of this stuff going on over the weekend, but Epstein is here. He's another one that should go down in history as someone who should have long ago been dispatched.
That's true. And, you know, there's so much coming out that behind the scenes of this guy, of Jeffrey Epstein. He's an accused sex offender, pedophile. He's got all kinds of charges of child sex trafficking against him currently. And there are more and more things that are coming out. The New Yorker has, they've posted literally the A to Z contents of his little black book, and the names and the connections of people that this guy had. The mind reels just even thinking about, well, how did he even get to this point where he was so heavily connected that he had so many people, when the charges first were levied against him down in Florida, he had so many people, high-ranking political officials and influencers trying to get his sentence reduced. Alan Dershowitz, the lawyer, helping him. It's so creepy. Like, the list goes on and on and on. Of course, he and Woody Allen, very, very tight. Both of them accused by a woman who is now an adult woman. She says when she was 13 that the two of them gang raped her at the same time, and that she was then passed on to someone else. The stories are just horrific, and they keep getting worse. Now, it looks like he may know that the end is near. He started selling off his air fleet, and the first thing that he has up on the chopping block is it's a 2008 Sikorsky S-76. It's a helicopter. And normally they sell between $5 and $6 million. He's selling it for $3 million, so he's having a bit of a fire sale at this point. Now, here's the only the extra creepy part. He had this helicopter refitted so that it was, instead of individual seats that face front, they all face each other for cuddle parties. So he could fit more people onto the helicopter. So 8 people, instead of 4 people, he could actually fit 8 people the way that it was configured on, like, long bench seats, so everyone could cuddle up. And that's how he had it redesigned, which you can imagine. Now, this basically shuttled people back and forth from his Manhattan apartment to New Jersey to Teterboro Airport, where he had his private jet waiting. And that jet, they called it Lolita Air, that took people, and now he's accused of sex trafficking, of going back and forth to that island. He owned a private island where a lot of people on his little black book had spent some time.
You know,
absolutely
logistically,
vile.
Logistically, so if there was one mode of transportation I would not want to add more people to, it's a helicopter. They're lucky they didn't crash, and actually maybe we're not lucky. I kind of wish it had crashed with him in it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's for sale, and so now he has got a whole fleet of aircraft, so it looks like he might be starting to sell stuff off, bit by bit, because he's going to need the money. I don't think that he's going to get away with it anymore. He's got video on pretty much everyone who probably was ever on his plane or the island, and that's maybe why no one has really come out against him, except for the authorities, but the stories are just disgusting.
Wow.
All right. So we seem to not be able to get out of this today. The week before, these three gunmen went through three different American cities. The director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, sounded an alarm about this growing threat. The threat, we were talking about this in the last half hour. Now we have more domestic violence, calling it domestic terror. What the hell difference does it make what we call it? There still is all of this tension that's aimed at people who are different colors, both sides, blacks and whites. Blacks don't like whites, whites don't like blacks.
You know, the sad thing is we're all sounding the alarm about this, and we should, when anybody dies, 20 people, 9 people, whatever it is. But in Chicago this weekend, I think it was 36 people that were dead again, and that's a weekend in Chicago.
Yeah.
And it's like, I almost feel so sorry for them, because it gets swept under the rug and we go, oh, it's just Chicago. It's a summer weekend in Chicago. They're having these things every weekend in Chicago.
It's like there's just so much anger and so much the people blame it on the heat. I don't blame it. Blaming doesn't fix a damn thing.
No.
Fixing the problem and coming to rest with it. And nobody really seems to get all wrinkled up about it unless it affects them personally. That's the kind of thing that really is disturbing here. There's no action in the Senate. There's no action in the House. There's really
well, actually,
no action
that's not true. The House did pass the background check bill 6 months ago, and they've been everyone in the House is from both sides. It was a bipartisan bill. It won't bring it to a vote.
Asking him to come back.
Yeah.
Now Mitch McConnell fell and had this pretty bad injury over the weekend. So I don't know exactly what they're going to do. He, like, knocked his shoulder out of
place. It's time for some new leadership there. The Republicans
I'm
need
so
to get
sick
a grip
of him. Yeah.
On this whole business with him. He's had his day. He needs to be moved aside and somebody in service to America instead of in service to himself
right.
and special interests. It's time for a change. It really is time for a change. Here's another Republican doing something that's right. Kevin McCarthy, Jennifer from California,
yeah,
talking about
video
games.
He's the leader of the House for Republicans. He's the minority
right.
leader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, says that these games are being linked, ought to be linked to mass shootings. He was asked about how to understand factors contributing to the shooting. He said, quote, "This may be a place where we could find this ahead of time, discussing ways to detect future shooters. The idea of these video games that dehumanize individuals that just become games of shooting, I've always felt that it's a problem for future generations. We've watched studies show what it does to individuals. You look at these photos of how it took place. You can see the actions within the video games themselves." He said, but what I'd like to do is get all the facts. What more facts do you need? You got all the facts. Let's
well,
get
now that this guy's
action.
Alive, the one shooter has been taken alive, screw your civil rights. Let's study his brain, and let's see what the brain waves are. You know, we can do it with CTE, with all the athletes who die. So why not? Because there have been studies that have shown it does alter brains, and these boys start playing these games so young.
Yeah.
And it's just they're living in an altered reality.
Make them illegal.
That's what I say. Ban assault weapons and ban video games. That's two big steps that we should do.
No reason for either one of them. I'm with you on that one. Today is this whole week is International Assistance Dog Week, created to recognize all of the devoted, hardworking assistance dogs helping many individuals mitigate their limitations. Assistance dogs transform the lives of their partners, their human partners, with people who have physical, mental disabilities. The dogs serve as their companion, as their helper, as their aide, as their best friend, and closest member for many in their family. That happens whether you got a disability or not. I know I get very close to my dogs. During International Assistance Dog Week, we raise awareness and educate you about how these specially trained dogs are aiding so many people. International Assistance Dog Week, established due to the efforts of a lady named Marcy Davis, who had been a paraplegic for 35 years, wrote a book called Working Like Dogs, The Service Dog Guidebook. It's actually a resource. Member of the service dog team, she founded Working Like Dogs to honor assistant dogs around the world. That's a big step. That's good. Very good stuff. You know what we missed on Friday? National Ice Cream Sandwich Day.
Oh.
How do we do that? Ice cream sandwich?
I don't know. If it has ice cream in it, I can't believe you missed it. That's
it.
Your department, though.
Yeah.
So,
got so logged up in other things. Ice cream sandwiches were developed first in the 1890s in New York City. And I'm talking about ice cream. This weekend, Megan and I, my daughter and my grandson are here for a week, and we were talking about all the time I spend driving the ice cream bus around here, there, and everywhere. But it's been really rewarding. I never would have thought there'd be this much interest in a little bus that has some really good ice cream in it. But people want this thing everywhere. There's a picture on the website of it being at the garden, the beer garden party, a couple of times over the weekend. But it's been everywhere. It's gone to school departments, gone to businesses, it goes to spots near the train station. People, it just is taking on a life of its own. And I think it's really kind of fun to see. There's something about ice cream that's so American, even though you can get it all around the world. Isn't it? I mean, is that...
But you know what, though? Except for gelato in Italy, I've found that ice cream is never as good anywhere else except America.
No. And this is really good ice cream. I wish I could share some of it with you. All of you. I know you're
hoarding it on us.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, ice cream sandwiches, vanilla ice cream between two thin chocolate cookie layers. Looks like a chocolate cake in a manner of speaking. ice cream sandwiches. Actually, the origination of the modern ice cream sandwich, San Francisco, 1928, at the Playland at the Beach Amusement Park. Is that still in existence? I wonder. I don't remember seeing it whenever I've been in San Francisco. I certainly don't go there as much as I go to Los Angeles, so I don't know. Is there a place like that? There's got to be places like the beach amusement parks. If you go out to Santa Monica Pier.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yep. Chipwich sandwiches made with chocolate chip cookies, popular in the 1980s. Handful of years being out of production. They're back now. Anybody had a Chipwich sandwich?
Not lately, but
dad used to get them all the time.
If I were going to eat an ice cream sandwich, it would be like a cookie one, I think.
Yeah, yum, yum. Television items of interest here. I see that The Rookie has lost their co-star because she's been not happy with the circumstances off camera. Afton Williamson, she's an appealing character. She plays Talia Bishop, who is Nathan Fillion's partner. Nathan Fillion is the star of The Rookie, and we all seem to like the show. I don't make a regular habit of it, but when I get a chance to watch it, I quite like it.
She's excellent on it, too. This is a big loss for this show. She's a main character, and she's very, very good.
She says she's experienced racial discrimination, and this is in the hair and makeup department, as well as sexual harassment from somebody who's on the show with regularity but not a regular star. I wonder why
people who've been regular, like, recurring guest stars. I think we could probably figure out who that person is. Yeah, I think that would be pretty easy. I'll have to do some research.
Starts again next season, next month. So that's that
They're
story. What
filming
are
filming now.
Are they, yeah. And Charlize Theron, did you talk about this when I wasn't around on Friday?
No.
The new Netflix TV show that she's doing. She's going to do something with fast cars. That's interesting.
I actually think this is perfect for her. She's kind of like emerged as more of an action star recently with Fast and the Furious and Atomic Blonde and Mad Max. So I don't know. And she's pretty charismatic. I would watch a car show with her.
Yeah,
it's a reality racing competition, I think.
Yeah. She says, I've been wanting to do this project for a while. When I heard about this concept, I thought there was truly nothing on TV like it. Combines my love of cars and competition while maintaining that human element that I love about reality TV. So Netflix starts this show called Hyperdrive, August 21st. There you go. All right, so Jen, what else is happening?
Well, for Kara and I, this is going to be a big one. Bachelor in Paradise premieres tonight. That's on ABC at 8 o'clock. There are some favorites that will be coming back, like Hannah G. from Colton's season. They'll get a second, third, sometimes for some of them, even a fourth chance at finding loves. You can check out the Bachelor in Paradise new episode tonight at 8 o'clock. Also on the Smithsonian Channel, a new series premiere called Mystic Britain, where British comedian Clive Anderson and anthropologist Marianne Achott embark on a 10-episode study of their homeland's ancient sites and beliefs. Tonight they'll be looking for something nice, like demonic symbols on a church's wall and real-world witches, which I can point them in the direction of some of them. Yeah, that's 9 o'clock on the Smithsonian Channel. You can check that out. Also on TV tonight, all brand new, Penn and Teller is new tonight with Fool Us, followed by Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Who watches
that
show?
8 o'clock.
Penn and Teller. Who actually
I don't watch Penn and Teller, but I do watch Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah,
NBC's got a new American Ninja Warrior tonight, and Fox has Beat Shazam at 8, followed by So You
That's
Think
a good
you
show.
Dance.
Beat Shazam is an entertaining show, and What's-His-Face is a good host. Not What's-His-Face.
Jamie Foxx.
And if you're keeping track, we're 2 days away from the premiere of 90210.
Oh. Yeah. Bingo. 10 before the hour, speaking of bingo, here on the DJV Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Online, on the air, it's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, here on the DJV Show. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen with a focus on technology, starting with Apple. That is doing something I think I understand what this is about. You want to explain what they're doing with Siri?
Yeah, sure. So Apple says that they're suspending its practice of allowing contractors to listen to conversations that have been recorded by Siri. And this is people didn't realize this was happening, but a new investigation from some tech writers revealed that contractors listen to a small fraction of anonymous conversations in order to quality check Siri's ability to identify and answer questions. So that means if you ever say, "Hey Siri, how do I get to Doug Steffen's ice cream bus?" that conversation can actually be recorded. Is, oh my gosh, I just said, "Hey Siri," and now it actually is answering me. And that's hilarious. It's giving me directions to Doug's farm.
Yeah.
Yes, that's hilarious.
Perfect.
So anyway, so that conversation right there, that is recorded and that's stored in Apple servers. And what they do is they have these contractors that they send those recordings to. Now, they don't say this came from Victoria Keelan on such and such date or whatever, but they send the anonymous recordings out so for quality control. However, this report found that confidential and private information was regularly shared, including medical information, drug deals, and even couples having sex. And so now Apple has said, okay, our bad, we're going to stop using this program and we're going to conduct a thorough review of it. And Google and Amazon also do the same thing, but they allow you to listen to the recordings that they have and you can actually delete them yourself. And Apple doesn't do that yet. So I think that's probably the next step of what's going to happen. And they, Apple essentially, you do, when you sign on to use Apple, you agree in the terms of service and everything that this, Apple says that it uses these things, it just doesn't tell you exactly how. And so I think that's probably going to change, and the ability maybe to actually listen to what they've recorded and what they've sampled, hopefully that will come in the future, because, you know, that was an innocent thing that just happened with Siri right now. But, you know, think about the other stuff that could be recorded on there. So it's not great.
Time now to find out how to turn off the feature that lets your smart speakers record your conversations.
The Geek Out.
Let's talk about smart speakers some of us have brought into our homes. If you've paid any attention to the news of late, you're aware that Apple's HomePod, Google's Home, and Amazon's Alexa devices have all come under question about the fact audio captured by those devices is being listened to and reviewed by humans for each company. Now, while all of that is part of software development, trying to improve the service, the reality is all of these speakers can and do capture audio outside the stuff the user intends, sometimes private stuff. Remember, your smartphones, your tablets, and other devices also have microphones and cameras installed, too. There are options for users to turn off and opt out of these programs, and we've posted links on how to on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Music to your ears. Find out more about the all-new Toyota Supra at toyota.com/testmiles. Toyota. Let's go places.
Interesting twist here, Victoria, as Instagram, owned by Facebook, is going to be renamed. Do we know what the new name is, what's appropriate here?
Well, Instagram is... Well, okay, so it's a good question. So Facebook is pretty much, they've had so many public scandals, security things happening. Facebook is kind of a mess right now. They're also facing a big decline in younger users. And Facebook, as you mentioned, owns Instagram and WhatsApp. That's the messaging app that is pretty much used around the world. And even the WhatsApp app has had, like, lots of security breaches, and they've had all kinds of problems, too. So now Facebook really wants to resonate with younger online users and younger social media users. So they're going to rename Facebook, or they're going to rename Instagram and WhatsApp. But they're keeping the names. However, they're adding from Facebook. So Instagram will now be called Instagram from Facebook, which is the dumbest thing. But they really want to remind everybody, hey, you know, I know you don't use Facebook anymore because you think it's just for old people, but we're here and we own this stuff too. And that's essentially, that's all of it. That's what they're doing. And
spread it out.
Yeah, a spokesperson for Facebook says, we want to be clearer about the products and services that are part of Facebook. Well, essentially, you want to remind kids who are on Instagram that, hey, you could, you know, come back to Facebook. Facebook is still cool. It's not. But anyway, that's what they want everyone to know. And they definitely want everyone to know that they own WhatsApp, because that's been a very popular messaging app for a long, long time. And so they don't know, they haven't announced when the new name's going to affect yet, but there you go.
Wow, how exciting is that? Thank you, Victoria. Doug Steffen here, 59 After on the DJB Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.